for keeping on with hour two of Anti-Media Radio. I hope you were just listening to Nick and Gibson, the co-founders of Anti-Media. Awesome dudes, and they're in the same town right now, and they're doing they were doing a show together, and it was really great listening to them. Some really great points reached. And we're going to, you know, we're going to hit on a couple of those points as well, because, hey, there's a lot in the news, right? A lot in the news. And a lot of it is being aggregated on the new Anti-Media homepage, which, for those of you who don't know, has been drastically retailored recently and is now a work of art in terms of, you know, negotiating the spaces between the Facebook algorithm and the Google algorithm, and finding a way that alternative news can get out there without the necessity of Facebook page reach or Google AdSense. It's going to take some time, but Nick has a, you know, pretty brilliant idea there, and I think it's going to pay off. You know, and today all I can think about, and you know, we're going to talk about this for the show today. Have a few guests lined up. Should be an interesting one. Yeah, we have Claire Burnish coming on, and L. Deeds coming on, and so we'll get a nice little cross-pollination of deep state mixed with Pizzagate, which sounds like a disgusting pizza party, but I think that's where we're going to get. And, I have a lot of thoughts on Trump's press conference today, which is all one wants to talk about. Yeah. And all that occurs to me watching this is that this dude is going up against a very monolithic intelligence agency right now. And I think he's getting in over his head. And that's what I take. DB, hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. This is our Yoda, the eternal Anti-Media co-host, DB Schwartz. DB, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
Cool. Well, I think I'm trying to get Carol Deeds joined in. She might have tried to call me through. I'm going to call this number back. This could be weird. This could be someone who we don't even know.
That's probably Claire. You there, Jake?
Hey, yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know. See if you can add L. Deeds on Skype here. I've been trying.
All right. I'm trying to see if the live is still going out. The feed is still going out live. Nick told me we dropped the line, which always is
All
great
right,
when you're.
now I think we got her on.
Okay.
Are you there, L Deeds?
Sure. I want to make sure people can hear us, though. Well, anyway, I didn't get really to finish my point, unfortunately, but basically what we have going on, okay, we're good now. I don't think we really want Trump gone, and for a number of reasons. Wait, are you telling me the LD is on the show right now?
I sure hope so.
Hey, how you doing?
Fella.
Long time. We've been trying to get you back on here for like 3 weeks. This is like an epic journey.
Don't call it a comeback.
Well, I don't know you well at all, actually, but you sound great. So thank you for being here. And from what I've told, you know a lot about a very nice esoteric bit of information that I'm ignorant on. And so I want to patch that in. And it's part of a larger conversation. And that's what I'm trying to get at right now is, you know, some of the larger conversations, because right now what I'm seeing, first of all, it's complete chaos out there in the political world. It's complete chaos. SM Gibson was just pointing out the Democratic Party is collapsing, the Republican Party. I mean, they probably have all kinds of coups going on who's going to try and depose Trump. This is going to be a crazy 4 years, and people are going to be picking their sides as usual. But one thing we can get behind is that we have a common enemy here, and it's the deep state. Trump, you really think you want Trump gone? Trust me. You do not want Trump gone. You think you do, but you don't. Guess who's next in line? Pence. We'll be, you know, walking down the streets with crosses in our hands, singing if Pence is president. So we don't want that. We don't want a hysterical Trump base. We don't want a hysterical alt-right base. We don't want them to have their own JFK, if you get my drift. We don't, first of all, we shouldn't be supporting extrajudicial assassinations of any kind. Not that that's what was on the topic here of extrajudicial assassinations. What's that, Trump?
It plays in.
I called you Trump.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
That's where my head is at right now. I've been thinking about Trump all day. All I can think about is kissing his big, disgusting, luscious lips. Okay.
Let it flow.
Let it flow. Let the hate consume you. So I had a little quote lined up here from Dwight D. Eisenhower. And somehow we're going to transition from the military-industrial complex to Pizzagate. It's going to be like one of those, jet fighters that has to corkscrew into a quick landing. We're going to kind of do that. Let's check this out here. This is old Dwight D. Eisenhower this was his outgoing message to the American people. This was like his final thing, and this is what he said.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of the...
Yeah, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Coachella. All right, that was Dwight D. Eisenhower, and that was his outgoing message. You know what Obama's outgoing message was? He didn't give a cool speech or anything. He bombed the shit out of Yemen. That was his. Obama gave this mellifluous goodbye message at the end of his term, and then he played into the exact thing that Dwight D., my man, was just talking about. And he went out on a Yemen strike, which incidentally, Trump did the same thing 3 weeks later, and all of a sudden liberals are shitting their yoga pants. I do yoga and I'm a liberal, so I don't know why I'm casting aspersions here. But why does it only matter? Why does it only matter that we're bombing Middle Eastern countries if a Democrat does it? I don't get this. And I have friends that literally were posting in horror Trump's bombing of Yemen. I had posted 3 weeks before the horror of Obama doing the same thing, not a response. It's cognitive dissonance. It's insane. It's brainwashing. What is going on? Can you guys tell me?
I'll let El Deeds go because I've waxed poetic about it forever, Jake. So,
You have, sir.
It's going to tie into what we're going to go into here, which is going to be the deep state and transition into the different gates.
We're going to see that corkscrew landing.
Yeah, because just think about it this way. Deep state equals gate, equals a gatekeeper, equals Watergate, equals pizza / pedo gate, equals any kind of gate. Why
is this a Dr. Seuss story, dude?
Hey, it's a good night for that, right?
I don't know what DB has waxed, and I think that's none of my beeswax.
Oh. It wasn't
Remember
my
Remember, like,
car.
4 minutes ago he talked about waxing?
It wasn't my car, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
You know, it really wasn't a question. It was me blathering, essentially, is what it was. I think if I were going to distill it down into a question, it would be, why are people still seeing things in this left-right conservative duopoly and not able to see that we have a common enemy and that they are, in fact, pitting an intelligence war against... Okay, now I'm going off too much. The basic idea is that there seems to me to be a almost civilization-wide bug that's in our head. Maybe it's a meme. Maybe it's been something that's been planted there. But we seem to be unable to see larger truths when we have the opportunity to cling to a side in a cult. And I think of the political parties as cults. So I'm confused as to how this could be so all over the place. How could so many people just every day look at the world a certain way because their own curated news agencies are telling them to think a certain way?
I was just going to say, let's talk Turkey. Let's talk 27,000 bombs dropped under Obama. Let's talk Nobel Peace Prize immediately upon his first inauguration. So there's been a cognitive dissonance since the very beginning of the Obama era, and it has been perpetuated with tremendous vitality and authority by this lapdog media from start to finish. And now suddenly everyone's nostalgic because he was what? Groomed, articulate, polished, talking point ready. I see all of this, gee, can't we have Obama for 4 more years? And I think, how are you on the internet where the information's available and making that remark?
Yeah, it's, oh my God, it's so insane. Most of my friends are Democrats, to be honest, because I was a Democrat for a long time. I'm a recovering Democrat now. My mom's a recovering Democrat. My dad still thinks JFK was assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald, so he's not quite there with us yet. They're listening, by the way, right now, so they're probably laughing. Hi, guys.
That's adorable.
Oh, I know. And when I call them, they're on the line at the same time, so it's kind of like this synergistic being that's just there that created me. It's really it's fun. But you know, what were we talking about?
I think we're talking about the fact that John Podesta just said Trump wouldn't know the truth if it slapped him in the face.
Oh yeah. I don't think I was talking about Podesta, but that is a good quote to put in there. Oh, I know what I was talking about. I'm not high, by the way. I'm really not. I had all my friends. That's what I was talking about. All my friends are Democrats. Most of them. I would say 60% of them. 60% of them are Democrats. 30% of them are anti-media people, which definitely does not mean Democrat. And 10% of them are people I paid to friend me on Facebook to like my posts. And what they all seem to have in common, the 60% of the liberals, is this almost pathological unwillingness to accept that they are part of a militarized cult that seemingly right now wants to use illegal intelligence agencies, illegal agencies that are unelected agencies, unelected people, the kind of people that stage false flag operations, are now most certainly mobilizing right now against Trump. If you don't believe it, you're being naive. This guy's not going to last 4 years. Are you kidding me? He's got the entire deep state wanting his throat right now. This guy, I honestly would be surprised if he lasted 2 years.
Yeah,
that's not what
I mean,
people really, you know.
It's
go,
a different
you know,
thing than JFK, though, and a lot of people are going to compare him to the alt-right JFK.
Hey, and, he would be the alt-right JFK. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say there's a huge difference between JFK, who was a blue blood, and he was counting on familial ties to protect him, which they didn't. And we're talking about a guy who was literally hand-selected by, in my opinion, the military-industrial complex, meaning the people that benefit the most from our country being intact, not destroyed in nuclear Armageddon. In fact,
you think Trump was hand-selected?
Absolutely. And let me explain why I believe that. One,
please do.
He's the first Freemason president we've had since Gerald Ford.
Uh-oh.
Which is 72, so we're talking about 45 years, okay?
Is he 33rd degree?
I'm sure he's over, but officially he is 33rd. So you have, of course, understand that that's a beneficial order of brotherhood. Secondly,
I love Freemasons. I always buy them beers all the time.
Of course, because if you buy them one beer, they owe you like 10 or something.
Yeah, if you buy them one beer, they like indoctrinate you into this occult sacrifice. It's amazing.
No, no, that's only 34th degree. You don't.
No, they owe you a life. I think it works like you get a toe, and then you get a life.
Yeah, you get a toe. You get a toe.
Well, here's the thing. He's different than – to me, he's different because now there's two different ways of looking at future growth for profits. One is let's completely make a control grid – which is the Hillary camp. The other one is let's dominate the world and continue our empire and actually rebuild. Let's pull back a bit, rebuild, and then let's try again in another generation. And I think that's him. You have to consider empire. It's not just America. America is just part of an empire. The people that run America run a lot of the Western Europe. They run Australia. They run New Zealand. They run Canada. It's all one big happy family. Now, the U.S. was allowed to make it look like they got independence, but in fact, what they just became was an unincorporated part of the empire, so that now whatever America does doesn't get blamed on the U.K., doesn't get blamed on the Commonwealth. So they were allowed to go, man, for strategic purposes. The banks came back and they dominated. The Federal Reserve means that European people, European elites, really take the lion's share of the GDP. So let's not be naive about it. We were incorporated on purpose so we could be used as a military and so we could be absolved of any guilt being pointed towards the real people in charge, which are over in Europe.
Okay. Interesting stuff there, man. I mean, I told my mom this on the phone, is that I don't know what the hell is going on. And I don't think anyone knows. Anyone who says they know what's going on is selling something. It might just be their own ego that they're selling, but no one knows what's really going on. I don't even think the president. I honestly think at this point, Trump got briefed on like seriously like 10% of what's going on, especially with them trying to sabotage him. But I have a question for LDs, and I want to get her on more here. And I want to get an update from you on the so-called Pizzagate scandal. And I think it's related, and I'm gonna let DB explain maybe later why it's related, but I think it has to do with the shielding of certain classes of you know, high wealth 1% families that are helping to fund some of these operations. I think there's clearly a different set of laws for people in a certain upper stratosphere of America. And I think the people that are operating under Pizzagate are part of that. And so I've been wanting to talk to you this for weeks, so let's just get right into it right now. Like, first of all, what's new with the investigation? There were a bunch of arrests in several cities. There have been arrests, pedophiles. How is it still related to what's the initial Pizzagate investigation?
Whenever this topic is brought up, my heart starts pounding, and it's pounding right now. I feel a tremendous sense of urgency.
You can talk about something else if you want. You can talk about like dandelions or something.
How'd you know I liked flowers, Jake?
Do you? I don't know. I think you're lying.
Point being, the awareness of this issue is so heavy, and looking at it hurts so much. It's a weighty thing to discuss, and it's not something I typically discuss. Like, I have to gird myself to talk about it to you right now.
Right. But it's important. It's important to get it out there. And if you have a perspective on it, I certainly appreciate it. If it's that galling for you to talk about, we can keep talking about the deep state, and me and DB can start talking about UFOs. But if we actually want to talk about an issue that is clearly systemic, which is pedophile rings in this country, it's definitely good to get someone on that actually knows what they're talking about with it. And I'm sure it's disturbing. It makes me sick to even think about. So you having done a lot of the research, I can't imagine what you think.
But, I would say simply that the deep state and pedogate are one and the same, because what we're talking about is manipulation of our elected officials through blackmail. It's not complicated to understand, and it's not a new story. This has been happening since time began, only several thousand years ago, or was it only two? The Romans got to marry their child sex slaves.
Right, yeah.
Emperors walked about with them. It was public then. And I suspect that what these elites would like is a return to that open
society.
Well,
let's be honest. It was probably really fun. No, I'm just kidding. Bad joke. Sorry.
No. Everything's hilarious all the time.
It's an objective fact, actually. They had fun.
Well, look, even that show Workaholics in their first season had a thing with a pedophile that they tried to make fun of. We try to make light of something that's heinous. So it's human nature to process it. It's the same reason why people shut down from abuse. And we can go into that, L, about how MK Ultra uses sexual abuse to set up these rings that in turn are used to blackmail very powerful people. And that is the permanent government's modus operandi.
I won't go as far back as Hadrian from whatever 1900 BC. I'll just go as far back as the 70s, 80s. And it's never been new. And I don't know how we get rid of it. And it's happening now. And the root of it, I believe, in our government goes back to the Bush Senior CIA. I believe that that generation of CIA, however, were indoctrinated to an understanding that an ethicless, heartless, without morale approach to intelligence operations was the most efficient. I believe that if we talk about the Finders cult, I don't know if this is on your radar, if we refer back to the Franklin cover-up, these both go back to the Bush Senior White House.
Yeah, he's a big Bush Senior is a big part of many evil things that happened. But go ahead.
I'm not trying to run the table.
No. I'm trying not to run the table. I want to get more information out of you for this. It's
okay. It feels like giving a I forget the term. When you're being quizzed by like law enforcement, the testimony that I give about this, I want it to be look upable. I want it to be rational. I don't want to burst into tears or start throwing up.
All right. Yeah. No, I don't want you to do that either. But stay on the line let's figure out actionable talking points that we can get to. Yeah. Me and DB do this all the time. We take circuitous routes to get back to points.
Yeah.
You know.
The best thing we can do is lead off with what's been going on with what. Let's talk about the man of the last month, which is Trump, right? All right. So what has Trump done? Jake, I'm of the opinion that Trump, like George W. Bush, has been playing dumb. Okay, I don't think you can get through an Ivy League school, even with a silver spoon, without having enough brains to at least, let's face it, at least Trump here, he had to write a dissertation. He got an MBA. So he actually wrote original economic thought. Now, how original? Probably not much. But what I'm trying to say is the guy's no dummy. He speaks at a low level because it's the voting base that got him into power.
I really think – I mean, it to me, it seems when he's talking that he really doesn't know what he's going to say next, like George W. I know
he's not polished.
I know he's intelligent, but I really – I think you're giving him too much credit by saying that he's that at this point – Part of him, he's like his base. I mean, in many ways, that's why.
I disagree.
Okay.
He's New York born and bred. He's got a tough guy motif. In New York, it's considered condescending to use an expanded vernacular, Jake. Where me and you, because we're from the hoity-toity West Coast,
it's not about expanded vernacular. It's not stating like dumb falsehoods in the form of truisms. Like he compacts like three idiotic platitudes into one sentence
on purpose.
Maybe, dude, he's drawing the entire.
What did he just? Okay.
He's pissing off everyone but his base. How is that intelegent?
What is his base? Who's his base? Tell me
that want him to talk like that.
But tell me one portion of his base that voted overwhelmingly for him that's the only real important thing in this whole country. Who did he have a 90% approval rating with?
I don't know. Tell me.
The enlisted men of this United States military. That's the only people that matter.
And let's get into that because that's one of the issues I agree with Trump on, that we shouldn't have been Iraq. We shouldn't have been in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
he has his finger on that pulse of that issue, but he already bombed Yemen, dude. Like,
what? I know. Well, this is
really
continuation.
Think he's gonna stop bombing people?
No, what he's going to do is refocus. I mean, if we're going to go after places, we need to go after places for a reason, not just geostrategic. I mean, we have the entire Middle East basically mopped up. There's one linchpin left, which is Iran. Iran's friends with Russia. If we fight them, we fight Russia, and then China piles on. If we fight all three, it's the end of our country. So we're playing chess here at a level. I mean, what he did was, when he allowed Flynn to resign, because what Flynn did was fell on his sword, okay? And what he did was he pulled the deep state out of the shadow.
Let's get into Flynn for a second.
Okay, what did he do? All right, L. Deeds, please go ahead and elucidate on what Flynn's whole horrible thing he did was.
Did you say elucidate?
Yeah, because please.
God, I heart your rhetoric. What did Flynn do? That's a funny question, because in my view, nothing wrong. I'm not going to say I've studied it constitutionally. I don't know if a phone call 10 days before hiring is actually illegal per the Constitution.
I'm with you. Well, first of all, Congress can define a great deal of what constitutes breaking stature at this point. Congress determines a lot of what is considered, this was clearly a coup. This was clear. The takedown of Flynn was a leak of higher intelligence to make a political blow on Trump. And they're probably going to keep doing this. And look, I don't like Trump, and I'm we can get into my politics later, but I'm just looking at this from an objective point of view, knowing that there's a deep state operating behind this that doesn't like Trump. And I posted it on Facebook. They don't like Trump because they are in a conundrum right now. For the past 15 years, the deep state has been feeding the little mouths of all the defense contractors based upon the idea of perpetual war with the Middle East because of what? Terrorism. Terrorism has been their name brand for the last 15 years, the national security state. That's their bread and butter. That was like their big novel, their big hit success. And they haven't been able to come up with a sequel yet, but they don't need to. But this Trump guy comes in and is going to try and take their brand away from them. Because what happens is, if there's a terrorist attack under Trump, we go into martial law. We go into like Hitler type scenarios there. You know, imagine a major terrorist attack by radical Islamism under a Trump watch. Then you're talking Japanese internment. Then you're talking like historic levels of oppression. So you have the deep state in this conundrum here, because in order to stop that from happening, they have to stop promoting international terrorism. That's a quandary for them. It's a catch-22.
It truly is. I mean, where can they possibly go? If anybody's paying attention, I've seen people's minds flip a 180. Last 2 days, they've gone, wait a minute. If they did that to Flynn and they rigged the primary and made Bernie go away,
yeah,
these people truly, truly, truly want us dead, dude, because they want to start a war with Russia.
Let's talk Turkey. If they have audio of Flynn, they have audio of the DNC, they have audio of Obama, they have Hillary. So they're protecting them. But throwing Flynn under a bus, why? Why does Trump
you're talking about Turkey?
Agree to that?
Turkey?
Oh, I said let's talk Turkey. Let's talk Turkey.
Oh, okay.
I'm from the Midwest. Do you know that term?
Turkish state. I was like, Turkey? What do they have to do with this? Okay, I mean, they do have a deep state in Turkey. And
it's because you have an infinite mind, you know? I refer to a holiday meal and you go galactic.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's confusing. You're welcome.
I've had many women say that to me.
Did you just assume my gender?
No, I said many women have said that to me.
I just assumed you were talking about me. How embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing. Nothing's embarrassing because nothing matters. I mean, come on. This is a geological instant. Right now, we're just talking Turkey in a geological instant. Nothing matters. We share common ground here, which is we all want to get to the root of what's going on. I know DB and myself see eye to eye on I think probably over 95% of issues. I don't know you as well, but I really think that, you know, I think you're pretty brilliant. And, you know, I'd like to keep this round table going here. I was really interested in what you were saying about how it's connected to kind of private groups that think they can do what they want. And people should understand that in any kind of basically a feudal system is we have a corporate feudalism going on in America right now. And you have people at the top that think and can do what they want. Every once in a while, you'll see one of them taken down. Every once in a while, you'll see a Panama Papers style controlled disinformation act or a controlled opposition, limited hangout, whatever you want to call it, where someone goes down to save the team. They obviously probably didn't know what it was going to happen beforehand, but hey, you know, in Panama Papers, we had one legal firm. That whole thing was one legal firm, and all their shit got hacked and sent out, and it indicted a bunch of people, and it was a complete nightmare. It was called the biggest leak of the century. That was one firm.
And Mossack Fonseca both just got arrested for money laundering.
Right. That's the name of the company, right?
Right, and the founders, those two handsome billionaires of indeterminate age, have now been arrested for money laundering. So something is changing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I Panama Papers, I went crazy on when it first happened. I ultimately think I was taken in, and I think I was given a story. It was pushed out, and I think ultimately it was a limited hangout, and there's probably way, I mean, this was about tax havens, and to think that it ends with one agency is just insane. This is just a tip of the tiny iceberg of the kind of international tax haven bullshit that's going on. That's what's, you know, fleecing money from every country and giving it to higher people and you know, reappropriation of wealth to the 1%. This is one of the many mechanisms they use to do that. But that's just one of many examples of how there's different and you know, Bernie Sanders, I supported some of his ideologies. But, you know, one of his major catchphrases was that there seems to be two different sets of law for the 1%, for the billionaires, and for the regular people. And I think while his economic alliances in terms of kind of, banking alliances that he probably has, I don't really think he would have changed much, to be honest with you. I think he would have been another Obama. But he basically, you know, said exactly what we all know, which is that, you know, there's different sets of laws for the billionaires, and one of the WikiLeaks papers. It was released on Hillary Clinton, the one that she so desperately didn't want to get out there, the one she gave to private banks. You know what came out in that WikiLeaks thing? It's probably one of the most overlooked leaks of the entire election that years from now will be written upon, is when she said to those bankers that she has two faces. I can't remember the exact tweet or how she worded it, but two faces was in there, or double face. I don't think it was a reference to the Batman villain Two-Face. It was a reference to the fact that she puts on a face for the public and says what they need to hear to get elected, and then she comes back to the people really running things, the people with the money, their coffers, and says something different. And that's bullshit. And while these are elected officials, they're really unelected officials, because we don't know the truth. And we don't know the truth because there is a constant disinformation campaign for us to know the truth. And so there are these elite societies, and they think they can get away with things. And it's very troubling to me. And it bothers me that a number of issues have been swept under the rug, including Pizzagate, which seems to have been co-opted in DBRL Deeds. Am I wrong on that, or does it seem like the whole issue has been used politically?
You said so much that I want to respond to. You're literally a fountain, Jake. It's really very stimulating. But we don't have all the time in the world, so I can't react to everything. I do want to address the Bernie Sanders stuff. I was extremely dedicated. I do not believe he was an Obama, because I believe Obama was a CIA asset. And I believe Bernie Sanders' black and white record available online speaks for itself, unless he's been groomed since he was in college, which I do not believe. I do believe that he is a user of compromise. But I do think that he is spending his capital, which is integrity, the longer he stands next to the Democratic Party as it is. I wish he would walk away.
Yeah, well, he has. He's an independent again.
Well, he's been an independent since right after the ceremony in Philly. But he has not stood aside from
He became
the
a momentary opportunist. He became a momentary pragmatist, where he said, I need to stop Trump from getting elected. That was basically what he did. He since is disgusted by the party and has walked away. And I think you got to respect him for that.
I respect him a whole bunch. I might actually have some, like, Bernie fan art in my journal, so I respect him a lot, but I cannot say that my feelings for him now are what they were. The backing of Ellison I find highly questionable, especially when there's this outsider up. Anyway, we can't go down that road, because we're supposed to talk about the deep state, and Bernie's definitely out in front,
and
they were responsible kind of for co-opting that primary from him through election fraud through the voting machines. There's 16 specific states that these Soros machines exist in, and they could be hacked, I mean, easily. In fact, they were reverse hacked for the real election. Jake, have you ever read into how they actually, have you ever read into how Trump actually really won? The real way they allowed him to win, the real way they allowed the Electoral College to function the way it was supposed to. So Hillary was going to win the popular vote by an enormous margin, right? Mm-hmm. But it was also something that the people on the inside were watching in real time, that fraud was taking place on account for her, so that she was going to beat Trump in 16 key states. And what they did was they saw the votes flip, and they flipped them right back. So that, what can you do? If you're cheating, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? The other side's cheating too? So that's what happened, man.
Well, I had said into the run-up to the election that the next president would be the people who can hire the best hackers, because there is a style. It's called magic fractions. You can look it up. It happened in 2000. It happened in 2004. It's happened in many elections since. Basically, if it's going to be close, you can use something called magic fractions, which it's so hard to explain. I'm not even going to. But basically, it's a mathematical fractional way of flipping vote counts. It's you know, when you flip a vote count, you don't just go in and this whole vote goes from one to the other. No, it's this, you know, complex algorithm that they use, and it's really nefarious. And that was part of it too. And I heard that actually Well, I mean, some alt-right people claim that there was, Black Box Voting, which is a very respectable organization, which documented the 2004 theft in Ohio and or in Florida, and the 2004 theft in Ohio, Dade County, where they actually declared a terrorist attack in this same county that was supposed to go carry, and it happened to actually flip on that night. It's like ridiculous.
Wow.
It's unbelievable, actually. But there's been multiple other examples of it. They were both using it. They were both trying. The fact of the matter is, Trump just won by too much, and too many people I mean, it's not like so many people liked Trump. So many people disliked Hillary Clinton because they were sick of this kind of symbiosis of the state and corporatism that's going on with her. That's not helping the average person. That's not helping the average family.
Can you
it's
imagine
just,
if they won, Jake? Look what they're doing and losing. This is insanity.
Oh, I know, man.
First of all, they didn't need magic fractions, which, by the way, dibs for the band name. They didn't need magic fractions to rig the primary. I will give you the example of California, because that is the state I'm most intimately aware of, but it is not an unusual example. I think it's one among over half a dozen that actually took the bribe from the Hillary for America campaign in the summer of 2015, when they all got together to rewrite their state DNC laws and celebrate, in quotes, the passage of the Voting Rights Act. It was the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, and Hillary made a nationwide tour and bought the state parties. That is how she locked up the superdelegates. Not only that, she got changes like California abruptly shutting its formerly open primary, a primary which has been opened repeatedly over the years, which their very constitution says is open. She bought the closing of their primary, which was announced scant weeks before the voting. I don't mean that weird side party that accidentally joined the Independent Americans and it's actually like a fascist KKK thing. I mean the 4 million plus, I mean the over 22% of registered voters who were registered independent, who'd been able to vote in the open primary of the previous, of the 2012 season, but suddenly abruptly could not vote, would not get a ballot with a presidential candidate on it this year. And Kamala, I just want to mention for those who voted for Kamala, whatever her fucking name is, Kamala Davis Harris, the one who just became a senator, formerly assistant to the Attorney General of California, she's the one who wrote the brief that said to the 4 million plus independent voters, no, we will not extend the re-registration deadline for you. Congratulations on giving her a promotion.
Yeah, there's a lot of gerrymandering that goes on. You know, there's redistricting that goes on. There's all kinds of games.
There's outright unconstitutionality that goes on, Jake. That's the point I want to stress. Their state constitution, California state constitution, says their primary is open. It says it today, unless they changed it. But they sure as shit said it on primary day back in June. Sorry about the language.
Oh, fuck. Who gives a fuck? This is like the HBO of alternative media. We can say whatever we want.
You know, the dirtier the world gets, the sloppier my language gets. It's like, oh, fuck, they're raping babies in D.C. at a pizza joint. I guess I might as well say, what the fuck?
All right. Well, you just brought it up, so now let's talk about it. What's new last week, last 2 weeks? What's new in the Pizzagate thing? What can we expect to see? Is this going to disappear from the radar, or is it going to stay there?
Well, it's hard to know where to start because so many bullet points are so stark. Number one, Ben Swan did that report. He was the anchor at CBS 46 in Atlanta. He did that report January 17. This father of five, this public figure, this well-established internet media presence has vanished. Okay, so that's damning.
He went off the air. You're saying he's actually no one knows where he is.
I communicated with a former colleague of him that works of his that works at RT. Okay, I don't know if they were bosom buddies, but they goddamn knew each other's phone numbers. And he said, I have not heard from him. There's been not a lot of conversation, but this person in the circle said, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going. Sorry. After Ben Swan.
Well, first of all, Ben Swan, I just want to say, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know where he is. But you knew he ran a risk the night you watched the broadcast, and it has only been confirmed. Where the fuck is he? Excuse the language. I'm so sorry. I was never like this, you know, before November. That's nothing smart. But a lady. But it's a gruesome fucking world. It's upsetting. It calls for profanity. It's profane. So Ben's vanished. Okay. It's impossible for me to summarize for you the twists and turns in the investigation. I mean, it goes back. It goes forward. It's present right now. We've had more FBI Anon surfacings. I don't know if you're familiar with this FBI Anon, perhaps multiple characters who are supposedly surfacing to share some insights.
Like an actual, you know, kind of symbiotic relationship between the FBI and Anonymous?
I mean, FBI Anon posting on Vote or Reddit. For example, the big FBI Anon right before the Podesta emails came out, or right when they came out, was in July. Another in October. And there's been another one, I believe, last night. And there's this guy, Victorious Libertas, who I don't know who he is, but supposedly he got a DHS guy to do a question and answer with him. You can look this guy up on YouTube, unless they erase this. Let me say his name clearly. Victorious Libertas. And this supposed DHS operative is telling him the name of a former CIA agent, an ex-Marine. I'm sorry, not a CIA agent, a spy, an ex-Marine. And I hear myself saying this, and I feel like I sound like a movie or a show. I was super normal before this. But there is this CIA ex-Marine, Robert David Steele, who was name-checked in this Victorious Libertas transcribed interview yesterday. And this man, Robert David Steele, is credible. You can look him up on YouTube. And of course, he's going to be on Hagman and Hagman, or who's that red-faced guy? Alex something? InfoWars? He's going to be on this,
Alex
on the
Jones.
The alt media. Because, you know, Shepard Fairey, what's his name?
Shepard Fairey? He made the iconic Obama posters. Actually.
Wasn't Shepard Fairey Chris Christie's butt boy? Or?
Dude, it was Shepard Fairey made those iconic hope signs. He basically popularized that entire thing.
Okay, bracket Shepard Smith. This guy, Robert David Steele, is not going to get on Shepard Smith or Chuck Todd. He's not going to get mainstream media is the point that I'm trying to make. But he's worth looking up because he's believable. And what he talks about is stuff that gets called back to the 80s, and back in the 80s, the Washington Post and the New York Times were covering it, and that makes me bring up the Finders cult. New York Times, Washington Post were covering this back in 87. Is that on your radar?
No.
Okay, so back in 87, in Tallahassee, somebody sees two well-dressed men with six dirty kids playing somewhere, and they call the cops, imagine. See something, say something. The cops show up, they interview the guys, they talk to the kids. These kids don't have underpants on. Some of them are two. They don't know their whole name. It turns into a case where they find a warehouse, which is actually a communal home, communal family for this Finders cult. And this, I feel like I'm crazy even saying this, but I'm telling you, you can look it up. In this place, they find very high-tech material for the time, broadcasting equipment, and also a lot of photos. I'm going to say something really outrageous right now, but I read this in the Washington Post of the era. Pictures of toddlers pulling fetal goat, baby goats out of a dead goat. Did I just say that? This is in the write-ups of the period. Adults handing goat skulls to babies, children being displayed. It's outrageous, Jake. I don't want to say these things, but this is...
Are these occult rituals?
Well, here's the thing that makes it click, perhaps. Okay, it's obscene. I wish I hadn't said the words I just said. My mouth feels dry. But this is in the write-ups of the day, New York Times, Washington Post. And what happened is the local police, Tallahassee, said this is way above our pay grade. We got to talk to the FBI. The FBI said, okay, and then months went by. And what it turned into, and this is in the write-ups of the day, The CIA called it an internal case and shut down an investigation. No children were saved. No arrests were made. But the man who ran this cult, last name Petty, P-E-T-T-I-E. This is a man who is ex-Air Force. And according to Ted Gunderson, who's a well-known... What?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm almost done. Giving this testimony is appalling. My skin is crawling. But briefly, Ted Gunderson, who should be a well-known name to anyone who's reading about Pedogate / Pizzagate, FBI agent who testified to the truth of CIA sexual trafficking and drug trafficking and died. He's dead now, but he did it. You can look it up. Ted Gunderson named this Petty guy as not only ex-Air Force, but ex-Bush senior CIA, and as a person who was in fact finding, hence the name. And what they did was, is they got these kids, and I swear to you, it says in the write-ups, raised them feral and sexually trafficked them.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, you don't go to sleep. I'm telling you, I have not slept. And to wait for something to happen.
You need melatonin. You need the cannabinoid
watermelon. CBN. I love it. It's my favorite.
The cannabinoid CBN, and then you need the half tortoise position in yoga. Which if you do, look up the half tortoise position, and you might be able to sleep. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at a certain point, you have to, I think, emotionally distance yourself a little bit from these horrors, because there are so many horrors going on in the world that we simply just wouldn't be able to function.
But if we stop destroying our children, don't we hit a lot of it off at the pass?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. We should be trying to stop this. I mean, this is a huge, huge scandal. And, you know, unlike Watergate or unlike, you know, other scandals, this one could take longer to get out there because there's more people in higher places that are going to be indicted by it, and the power apparatus needed to quiet the story is stronger than it could have ever been. So this is going to require us talking about it and, you know, posting new information on it and talking to people like you who, you know, probably against the good of your health are continue looking into the story.
I just want to throw this out there. May I interrupt you?
Please.
Okay, so there's this man named Mel Sembler. He's a GOP operative and Bush consigliere from way back. This guy tried to keep Scooter Libby from going to jail in the first Bush administration, or second Bush administration. He was a big fundraiser for Mitt Romney. He backed Jeb Bush in the last cycle. This guy is a still active GOP tycoon. He ran something called Straight back in the 70s to the early 90s. Straight was for, you know, wayward teens. There is footage. There is written of footage. I have not seen the footage, but police reports of the day say that they saw teenagers, children, chained up in dog kennels on this guy's property. He had to shut down his whole circuit of schools, but not before 2005, which is when Elliot Spitzer had to write a gigantic check to the parents of the students still attending because they thought their kids were going to get diplomas, but oops, that school's not accredited. This guy is still a player. And when you tell me his schools are shut down for torture, we're talking about sexual, physical, psychological. Look it up. You'll see all the adjectives. You didn't miss a trick, this whole system. And you cannot tell me that was not trafficking. And we didn't talk about Sandusky Jr., that poor, tortured, twisted soul, filling the business void his father left empty. And you know that was a circle. It was a circuit that was part of the rings. It didn't just happen in the gym bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, Jerry Sandusky is, I mean, him and what's the media guy's name in England? Seville. You know, these are high profile.
Sandusky's freaking son, even.
Yeah. And well, that's knows? The worst outcome, isn't it? When you turn prey into predator.
Right. Yes.
Heartbreaking.
And that's what happens. And that's what happens with this.
Not always.
Not always, yes. But it does create a cycle, and.
And we didn't touch on "I'm your father." We didn't touch on the ersatz potential Podesta videos through WorldCorp. We didn't touch on that. There is such a giant mass, and it definitely feels like it's straining at the very perimeter of general consciousness. Have you heard "I'm your father"? Is this on your radar?
Your father?
I'm your father.
God, I'm your father. Oh, no, that's completely not on my radar.
So there are a number of videos, very questionable, that have come out of this WorldCorp site.
It's fatherhood, right? Fatherhood.
You can look up, look up Podesta audio videos. Look up, these have just come out in the last few days. And
wow, okay.
Audio, vocal analysis is already occurring. Not on the professional I endorse this level, no. But sound engineers, musicians are weighing in and doing edits. Of Podesta saying, get away from me in an angry voice, which does not approach the sadistic nightmare quality of these brief clips. But the accent, I'm sorry, I'm from Chicago, the accent, strongly similar.
And what, besides saying get away from me, what is he doing that's indicting in these videos?
Well, the thing is, the visual is extremely surreal, and it could be imagined that the visual is there to heighten the terror for the kid. But what it looks like to me is there's a kid in a shower, and there's a man terrorizing this kid. I don't know if there's hands on, but I tell you that the terror of the child seems entirely genuine, and the insanity of the man seems very clear. It's just a scene of audio sadism, and you listen to it once and you won't forget it, but you ought to listen to it again and try to find the isolations of the audio. Adults
and Podesta is definitely present here.
No. I don't guarantee that. Listen to it for yourself.
All right,
find the audios.
I'll try and do that and then go to sleep tonight. That's how
don't
I go
to tonight.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you, L. Deeds. This is sending people down some wormholes.
Keeping his open. I'ma let him know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.
Truth on the Tracks, you can catch every Monday night and Friday night at